This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The government shutdown might seem like old news to you. It's been more than a month since it ended, and Washington's mostly gotten back to work. But there's a web of contractors out there who rely on the government for their livelihoods. And some of them are still waiting on payments that were delayed by the shutdown. And as Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, they don't know what's in store for them next year.
Davis Interiors outfits the insides of Navy and Coast Guard ships. It makes furniture, wall coverings, you name it. Roxanne Metzger's parents started the business in 1955 when she was 6 months old.
And we have invoices from back in the 60s.
She shows me some of the memorabilia she saved over the years. Business used to be steady. Not anymore. 60s. The government is late paying its bills because the Pentagon officers who make the payments were furloughed during last month's government shutdown. Metzger is owed $250,000 by companies known as prime contractors. They get the government contracts and farm some of the work out to her. She called one of them recently who hasn't paid her in months.
And I called the other day because it's going on 90 days. And he said, well, I wish I could help you, but we have not been paid. The government owes us $1.6 million.
Metzger says her business is down by half from last year. She's having to reach into her personal savings to keep it afloat. Her bank won't extend her line of credit, and no money's coming in. Metzger comes close to tears as she describes her worst fears.
My nightmare is having to close the business. I have nightmares of losing my house and is losing everything I have.
Metzger has already lost six workers. She laid them off last spring after the first wave of sequestration cuts. The 26 employees who remained were reduced to four-day weeks. Some of them took second jobs. Purchasing agent Angela Wallace is working three jobs. She cleans offices when her day job's done.
I start at between 7:30. And I don't get home till like 10:30. That's like 14 hours a day, really.
Davis Interiors factory workers are back up to 40 hours a week, running noisy metal cutting and pressing machines. Kevin Slate has worked as a welder at Davis for 12 years. He shudders at the thought of going back to 32-hour weeks.
I couldn't go back to 32 again. I'd have to probably find another job. I went through it all summer. And it was real hard and tough. I barely made it.
The whole company barely made it. Roxanne Metzger puts on a brave business-as-usual face for her employees, examining newly unwrapped fabric in the sewing room, giving directions, patting a back here, telling a joke there. But she's clearly worried about sequestration cuts scheduled for 2014. So are the government's multiple contractors and subcontractors across the country. They're all suffering from sequestration uncertainty. Steve Fuller is an economist at George Mason University in Virginia. He says, yes, let's tighten our belts, but not at the expense of subcontractors like Davis Interiors, whose specialized skills will be needed by the ships of the future.
It's part of our defense as having a well-prepared workforce. That's as important as having military personnel ready to go to the front.
Roxanne Metzger wants Davis Interiors to stick around, too. She's trying to diversify, offering her design and upholstery services to local businesses like restaurants. But she has few takers. Nobody in Norfolk wants to spend money now. They're all afraid of what'll happen if sequestration hits again next year. In Norfolk, Virginia, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.